KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 16 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny here today with a high of 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Topping the news this morning, officials at the Iowa Department of Public Safety reported late last night that authorities in western Iowa were investigating the suspicious death of a woman whose remains were discovered while officers were investigating the alleged kidnapping and attempted sexual assault of another victim. The body was located at 2242 Ira Avenue in Sac County, and officials say the death was being treated as suspicious in nature. An autopsy will be conducted by the state medical examiner in Ankeny. The name of the victim was being withheld pending notification of family. In early May of 2011, you may recall that a Carroll resident, 50-year-old Dawn Allen, was reported missing. Her vehicle was found in a parking lot of a club on the east side of Carroll. The last person known to have had any communication with her, 54-year-old James Snovell, committed suicide May the 9th in Kansas as authorities closed in on him. Now, Allen's remains were never found, and it is not clear if there is any connection with her disappearance and the remains that were found Thursday in neighboring Sac County. The investigation into the death of the woman who was found Thursday began at 8 a.m. when the Sac County Sheriff's Office responded to Highway 20 and Ira Avenue about 2 miles west of Early to investigate an alleged kidnapping. Law enforcement had received a 911 call from a local citizen who had encountered a 21-year-old woman attempting to flee a vehicle and claiming she'd been kidnapped. Once at the intersection of Ira and Highway 20, law enforcement officials made contact with the victim and determined the suspect had fled on foot. A search of the area was conducted, and sheriff's deputies located 21-year-old Kirk Riley Levin hiding in a nearby barn. Levin was taken into custody without incident. The victim reported to authorities Levin showed up at her Storm Lake residence at around 6:30 a.m. Thursday and asked for a ride. Levin took her out of Storm Lake to a residence at 2242 Ira Avenue in Early. The residence is about 1/2 mile away from the roadside where the victim was discovered by the citizen and law enforcement. The victim reported Levin held her against her will and informed her she was being kidnapped. Now, Levin is being held in the Sac County Jail on $20,000 bond. He faces felony charges of assault with the intent to commit sexual abuse, assault while participating in a felony, and third-degree kidnapping. His bond was set at $20,000. The investigation into the kidnapping and death is being investigated by the Sac County Sheriff's Office, Iowa DCI, and Storm Lake Police Department. The Buena Vista County Sheriff's Office and Iowa State Patrol assisted in the initial search for Levin. News time is 7:09.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
A granary in Portsmouth has closed its doors and filed for bankruptcy. G&R Grain Company Incorporated filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy on January 1st in Southern District Court of Iowa. The farmers in the area found out about the move when they attempted to sell or pick up their grain. A simple sign on the door indicated the company's actions. The notice said that the property and all the assets of G&R Grain Company were under the jurisdiction of the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of Iowa. And Deborah Peterson was appointed as trustees. It also provided a public telephone number for concerned persons to call. Now, Deborah Peterson said that affected farmers would need to file a claim on the bankruptcy for money that is owed them with their own attorney. That could amount into the millions of dollars altogether. Details on the disposition of the stored grain will be released sometime next week. Peterson said the next steps, however, are to liquidate the assets and collect the accounts receivable. She said a partial distribution of the funds and assets could come by this summer as long as things go well with the courts and selling the assets. The last day to file a claim is May 20th. A meeting with the creditors will take place February 19th in Council Bluffs. For more information, you can call 712-328-8808 or the U.S. District's Court Case Information System at 866 222-8029. The case number there is 13-00001. Elsewhere in the news, the Adams County Sheriff's Department says a Corning man was arrested Thursday night. 28-year-old Trevor Benge was arrested at around 6:45 p.m. on a warrant for filing a false report to law enforcement. Benge was being held in the Adams County Jail on $1,000 bond. News time is 7:12.